for Brad.
I don't know.
I heard a nice chat in Miss Avik Bocher Aglaim, being maximum to the Chabur, that the Ruchaim said, Avok has two pshatim that time. Vayavik Yishimoy Rashi brings out two pshatim. Either they were fighting, or Hela Avok Akisei Chavur. Either dirt or fighting. So it says, Pashto Chamas Avik Bocher Aglaim. You should get dirt yourself, Bocher Aglaim. It says, Chamas Avik, you could fight with them. You see a Rishon that says something, you see the Nachman that says something you don't like, you can fight with them. Just remember, Bocher Aglaim. Just remember where you are compared to them. But you're allowed to fight. So anything I can say over here, it's all with the Takhtama. But the first list, you know, next admonition, we're going to leave for the Hemshech HaSimon. So it's a base, which is another room in Allah. If you are, Daim Fisher in the Haaretz that ended the mission brew with this theorem, he says that another room in Allah goes plus with the amount of berries compared to the amount of leaves. That means, even if the berries are much smaller than the leaves, and they take up much less space than the leaves, but there's more berries than there are leaves, like you see over here, the berries are much smaller than the leaves are, could very well be that there's more berries, still it's going to be possible. Much more geshmak to understand, like the Yerushalmi, that the chat, the sarn is the sarn that you're taking a pre instead of you taking a eight. So if you have more berries than leaves, you're taking a pre, you're not taking an eight. Shengin, if you're the whole sarn is sarn in hither, so then, sadly say, even if it's 49% or 51%, but if it's less than the sheta that the leaves take up, then the chayr was the sarn in hither. I thought that the whole Indian vessel wasn't very musty on berries, but once we started looking at them, I saw the ones that I. Back home where I live, they have berries that are green and then they turn red, taka, anything that they turn back, and I went to look on Friday, I was looking at them again, and I saw that they had taka blueberries on them. Blue. So I thought that this whole topic of the prima gallum, is a topic. What's the din if you have berries which are not green, red, or black? So they're blue or yellow. These taka are yellow. Those that I saw were blue. What's going to be the din? Prima Gadol is a topic. The Kapha Smarim says it's going to be possible. Why? The whole sign that Rashi says is the sign of Manumer, and contrast, the difference of the color between the Hadas and the berries making it look Manumer. So what's the difference if it's black, red, or if it's blue? Either way, it looks Manumer. Masha Inkin, the Bikur Yaakov, in the taste of Bikur Madan, he says, no, it's going to be Kasha. Why? The Sphere and the Gemara, the Rishon Lezion. The Gemara says, Dafka, Elisha, and Elisha. When the possible shkur, mashma than any other color, is going to be kosher. If there's a harirukim, it's kosher. Mashma daf yirukim, it's kosher. But any other color is going to be possible. He says, what do we do? What does the Gemara always do when you have a generation of people? Say nothing. He says, if I say this, I'm going to do it anymore. More possible. But any other color, nothing. He will have the yirukim, and then it's going to be kosher. As they look down. Kapit Smar. As the Bikur Yaakov, in the back, in the face of the Bikur. L'chayra, if you don't understand that they're talking to be kosher, what are you going to do with the fact that L'chayra looks like Manuma? You're either going to have to say, like the Yerushalmi says, that the whole sun is a sun that is a Nigmar period, and any other color was besides the red and black is talking on a ground tree. We're going to have to say, even though the gather is a din in Hadar, well, the Maisa, Chazal Kaveh, that the only thing which is a sun in Hadar is black or red. Something which else, a different color, blue, yellow, can then instead of a sun in Hadar? Yeah, contrast. But the contrast, either contrast is not enough, the contrast is. Chazal says that that's not a certain number. Amaisa, the Hadassah we get, not have these very well done. You don't have to worry about it. The Ramah says, Ami Yerisha ve'elech kosher b'cholinim. Even if you're not Amaisa berry, it's still going to be kosher. Shall have why? What's the difference? It says Magen Avraham, Mishin v'yada l'tarkin, since it's v'yada. What does that mean? It says Lavush Yitzhar, Kolorei l'bila, yin b'la ma'kemet. Since you have the ability to take them off, even if you didn't take them off, it's still going to be kosher. Says the master of the shackle, and it's here. Says the Pasha Tari Sefer. That which the Magen Avraham says, Mishum the Yod, and the second, it's not going to be on the Ramah that says, Mim Risha Ve'ilach Kasher B'chol Inyan. Rather, it should be on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Mim Yotan on Yontif. It's Kasher, it's May Mankin, it's on Yontif. But Ovar, Relikten, Ish Likten, Echad, Echad, Lachil, Ari, the Kasher, Shall is why? Why don't we say that it's Zichuy? Since it came at the Yontif Pasol, it should be Nidche. On that, the Magen Avraham says, Mishum the Yod, and the second. Even though it's an Isser, but since we would see it as Biyodri, therefore, it's like I said, it's not a problem. But the Kuryaka brings down this Masjid of the Shekel, attacking economics, the Toy Sefer in the Magen Avraham. And the Chariot Mavura, I think. The Magen Avraham, the next Sif, in the next Sif Kalten, he says that Hagam that the Ramah says Mimi Shemila Chesh Lachol Indian, that's not true. Why? Because we pass later on, we pass Mem Tet, then Hodr Pasul is called Shiva. So, another number is Mimi Olam, the third indicator, Pasul is called Shiva. So if I say it's not giving a time, Shem Vindel is talking, tell you the reason why it is Kasher, because in the next 50, you go to the same company, it's possible. Even the Taz and the Beis Yisrael, if they both hold that Hodr doesn't pass on Shimon, they both say the Beis Yisrael is the Melech Amari, and the Taz over here, he says, Hagam and Tavish Mekhes, he says that Hodr Taka does not pass on Shimon, he says over here, it's going to pass on. Why? Since you have the ability to take them off, so you take it off, it's not going to be Kasher. We don't say the Torah of Kolorei is Bilo, ain't Bilo Markev. Here you see from common different things that we don't say, in its Yavsh, the top three leaves get dry. We don't say, since you could take them off, so Kolorei is Bilo, Bilo Markev. Say, next time, in Galway, because the leaves aren't covering it, since they can cut it down lower off, the leaves will be covering it, so color rather be in the middle of the camera. We don't see such story.
Is that
the way it's okay? Mm-hmm. The Beis Yisrael and the Taz both hold that how does the crush on both this? They said, even so, since we all need to do it, then we have to do it.
Possible.
Since you could take them off, you have to take them off. If you go with Yerushalmi, if there are questions with Yerushalmi, then in Chaim, you have to go with that. But even Yerushalmi is a Shabbat. People have to stop whether or not Yerushalmi is the first day. But that's the top. Because since you, even though... is like the Ran says. The Ran says, Hagam, he holds the Ikri that there's no Hadar on the second day. He says, look, by Esther, that you took a bite out of, so you can become Hadar with the rest of the Esther. In other words, there is still some Indian of Hadar. It's not going to pass all time in the same Darna, but it's still an Indian of Hadar. So, but the Yavid, if you used it, let's say, maybe we're not going to say, but again, it's a Sharab Tum of Hadar, where it's not going to be Ma'akit. But Kokama, that you could be Mamayad over there, and be the Chazal Devim, and Echanami, it's going to be Ma'akit. Chazal Zichr said that there were certain dinim of Hadr that are again for the second day, even though Be'etzem there's no din of Hadr that's ma'akim, but for Chamadi you can take it off, because then over there there's no din possible. By Ashkar and Erev Yontif, the Bir Halacha brings down, he says that Hagam, that the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rosh are all Tzeitzim, and they're not Mechal to whether or not it's Ashkar and Yontif, Ashkar and Erev Yontif. Even so, he wants to be ma'akim. Why? Since we might say you never make those straight out, these Gedolei Rishonim weren't being straight out. So then, Stam Ashkar means Ashkar on Erev Yom Tov. Ashkar on Yom Tov. Not on Erev Yom Tov. And Erev Yom Tov is Ashkar on Erev Yom Tov. So it's near Venitche. So then it's going to be Ashkar on Yom Tov. Where it's near Venitche, Ashkar means Ashkar on Me'etzim. So it's Dichar Me'ekar. If it would be Ashkar on Yom Tov, where it's near Venitche, then it's Ashkar Yom Tov. Then it's Ashkar Yom Tov. Where is the Mu'ah? Because besides the fact that all the Rishonim, he says the Rishonim, they didn't say before that it's not a problem. But all these Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh are all places. And if there's a Chilek, if the Gemara says there is a Chilek, it can't be that they don't bring them in. Not only that, all the Gedolei Acharonim are busy, the Tzeitzim, the Tzadik, I think the Be'arachim really mentioned this. Everybody's busy in trying to retire to the Rishonim, everybody. And why they're talking about Machalas. And the same reasons why, either because at the end of the day, there's not a problem with Dichoy, whatever it is. We're going to go back to the. We go about the process of our papa more than the Dalia of Rav Yirmiyahu. But they all, at the end of the day, are retired from Shani and why they didn't send the door killing. So, where's the real Rav come from to say that we should be Machmet Hashem? Where's the Chit Lohan? Adam, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is really the Lashon of the Rambam, he says, Ove v'liktinu shaliktin echad echad achi. So, the next Caleb has been down, it's Magamishra, he says, that it's a toys in the Girsa, and Pablo changes it. Says it should be Likton Acher Lachim. It doesn't make a difference how many take off at a time. Likton Acher means somebody else that has a Hadas. He doesn't need it, so it's not a problem of taking one for him. So if he's the Takanit, it's not a problem. The Shaila is, why does that have to be Acher then? Why can it be him? If he himself has it, should Likton Echon that has a Hashana, it's not a problem to take one. Why does it be Likton Acher? Mitz Meir says, very true. He says, make the Chesed that when you're Melachet Lachilo, it has to be Miyah. You have to be eating it right away. So basically says, wash it, why it has to be somebody else? Because you, if you weren't Yotze Yerim Mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat before Yotze Yerim Mitzvah. Mashiach is somebody else, and there's somebody ready to use Yotze Yerim Mitzvah. Really, you're glad to do Lach HaLachim. One Nekuda, which is a little bit again. There is one Nekuda which is Lumaisa, which is if it's sometimes the leaves dry out and they turn black. Is that a problem of Numa? You have regular leaves, let's say in one place, Shtayim Shalosh Repayments, is that a problem of Numa? Is the dust even by berries, or is it even by leaves? The only person really still talked about is the Terizal Medium, Shnibal. He's a white son, the Edo, and he's actually in the He has a Gantashtikal on it, and he gives Kama Taimim, he spoke over with Mary Ron, and they all said that it would not be a problem. Either because if you learn like the Yishalmi, Zechar is not a problem, though. Starting in the Yishalmi, Dachal, period. Once it's black, considering my priest, he learns he's taking a priest as opposed to taking a Dachal. Mashiach might leave, you're not going to have such a problem. And they wanted to say, even if it's a din and hadar, and the whole cell, which is Megariah and hadar, is also by Sinu and Yerushalmi. Chazal said, when you have something which is Gemara Pri, that's Megariah and hadar. That's why black is something which is black and which is Gemara Pri. That's Megariah and hadar. When you have a Gemara Pri, that's Megariah. You have time little things, you probably see them, it's not Megariah before. But he makes the next judgment. He says that the whole way that we know, the whole side that maneuver is Sinu and hadar, that's Dr. Rashi. The only other Pshat we have is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says it's din and the Yudkila is taking it free as opposed to taking it. Rashi is the one that's Machadish, then the number is a stone and Hodr. Rashi and Shikotli hold that you don't need Hodr to get to Hadass and Hatkan at the end of the day. Next time is Kosher. And the Ram holds the same way. Next time by Arab and by Hadass, it's Kosher. There's no din of Hodr at all. There's no common, there's no din of Hodr, so you're not going to have a problem. But you get to the Kosher, the whole stone by another number is, you're going to say that there's a problem, and it's because it's Mavata believes. He was to be taking, like, to pre, whatever it is. But when it comes to the leaves turning black, then you have such a sun, the middle, that can be a problem. The Rashi sheet is that there's no din of Hidden, well, many another. We don't know that Rashi is the one that holds such a thing. The whole Makar, there's a problem of the number of Hodder is after Rashi. And Rashi should tell them there's no problem about it. There's no problem about it. The next few Sifim are all having Din of Ovid and Nashru Mikzah to Rev Alof. A little like Tama. Someone's having a little trouble with this, I'm mean, someone's having a little trouble. What's the Din? The Gemara says that Ovid, the Makar for three leaves, is because it says Ovid. And nothing tells us. What is Ovid? The Pasuk Bemis in Michor. Rashi says that there is three chatoyim by Aztua. Lashon of Ovid. Rashi says, Aztua kliya shel chet bin shloshtan kavosei ta'azol v'chato she'ovid mishuleshet. Rashi says that when the pasuk uses the word a lashon of Ovid, since there were three chatoyim, the pasuk uses a lashon of Ovid because Ovid is always three. The way to make Ovid is ta'azol, make a rope, is if you kolea, if you braid three of them together. So Ovid is Aztua kliya, which is a braid. Ovid is lashon of braid. And you only make a braid with three. But that's the same thing. Kol avayis migimol chutin, v'chein pirish ha-chazal, avayis gimol olam, v'chein echa. Migdarayah, that is from Shad of the Pasuk, migdarayah from what Chazal said. V'meila avayis, and kol ikmin kliya, and shasheret. Shasheret says, Pasuk in by the Mishkan, it says, shasheret, gavlois, ma'aseh avayis. Shasheret is the same thing as avayis. They all mean the same thing. They're all defining the chipoy of the eighth, v'rachpoy. Not v'arkoy, rather v'rachpoy, the three leaves itself. They are Ovid, they are braids, and they're like Mishnah Shemesh. Hence the question on the Ramah. The Ramah says that we're each Mishnah Kasab the Adasim Shalonu, Eidim Yukarim Hadash Shaita, Havavim Shnaim Agavi Shnaim, Ein Ka Hadash Shaita, Hilkan Gemara, Lechei Nogu Lachuk Mishnah Kasab Marbiku and Marim. The Ramah comes up with the Bama, Kulo. It says as long as you have, even like our Hadassim over here, Shnaim Agavi Shnaim, it's not a problem. It's not even Hadash Shaita. Hadash Shaita is when you have two and one. What we have is two and two, it's not a problem. Now, first of all, they ask, the Gaon already points out, that you bring your Raya, which is not very common that The Ramah brings down in the Ramah who he's being Tameh on. He says he brings down two people that he's being Tameh. The Hokum Meshikasu Marit Marik, Umarai, Marai is the Chumat Hadeshim, that you're allowed to be make a bracha on the Hada Sheikha. If you look at the grave, he says, if you look over there, neither of them are Mekul. They go out on a limb trying to find out how you could have a kula at the end of the day. But they themselves are not Mekul. The Chumat Hadeshim wants to bring a raya from Rabbeinu Ephraim, but not saying so on the grave. His raya is that Rabbeinu Ephraim says that he doesn't want to make a brain name is summoned on the Shabbos on a Hada Sheikha because it doesn't smell. Like the Chumat Hadeshim, why would you want to use a Hada in the first place? They would know you could use a Hada for a brain name summoned because there's a din. Given the Yisav Ebo Mitzvah Chado, you use it for another Mitzvah. Since you already use it for one Mitzvah, you use it for another Mitzvah. So that's the need to use a Hada for summoned. But there, he's not going to use it for summoned because it doesn't smell. Vice say that this Hada Sheikha, which he says doesn't smell, called it a Hada Sheikha, doesn't smell, is he used it for the mitzvah of Lulz. Nice, is that you? They're clearly about it. You can say that, first of all, that which he called the Hada Sheikha, Ken Zayn, is just Hada Sheikha, they called it Hada Sheikha because it doesn't smell. But not that it was Bemitah Hada Sheikha. And second of all, the Rick says that from there is the Raya Chakir. He gives a Gan to Chesbun that really he would have used it, it's only because he would have used it for some out the smell. Did not use it for his lulav. But at the end of the day, they both come out that you cannot be. Maybe you can be simcha on Hashlama with another seer. If Hashlama says that you don't need to make a bracha on 3 minutes by yourself without the fourth minute, the Kenny Ryan together with another seer, you can be mekel. That's enough. The ikra adem is the other shaykh of pasta. That's one thing. The second thing is that the Ramah is being simcha on this marik and marai. They're all going by and again to have the shaykh. Was effectively Kuriyaka, the Bear Lacha brings it down, that when it's 2-on-2, that's not a Hada Sheikha problem. That's a different problem. You don't have Ovis. Ovis, if we just brought around, if I have 2 with Washa, Fasak, Ovis is 3. It's all you can clear and brave. You don't have Ovis problem. So very good, you can be Simchan, you have the Sheikha. When you arrive in the Mara of Kana, you can be Simchan, have the Sheikha. But we're not talking Hada Sheikha here, but it's not it. It's not an Ovis. No. Yeah, it didn't seem so I didn't see anybody else to bring it down. That much of that was. However, the Archa Shulchan, who I just saw something interesting. Rav Moshe said about the Archa Shulchan that he has more samchus of the Poisik because he was a real Rav. A real Rav takes into account the person that he sees in front of him. It's not just the brings on the no, that's what it is. But I think the Nikud you see very far over here. Oh, yeah. I think the Nikud you see over here. He says he goes down mamish on a limb to be mitaris this minig of the Ramah. He says no, we find obvious that by the Choshen it says my tovay and the Choshen was doubled over. It says right place you have obvious. Rashi says over there it's like a kliyam and it's talking about it's only doubled over. It's like it's two. You see obvious by Lashon of by two, you still don't find Lashon of obvious. Adding more says Hechi Domi Ovi, the Kami Shlesha Bekhan the Kino, says that's obvious which is Mera Mosra. But in Khanami, you have a Hada Sheikha which only has 2-on-1, and that's what's Hada Sheikha? One of the Peshat and the Rishonim is that's not a Hada Gomer. And the time is not Mera Mosra. In Khanami, it's Mera Mosra. It says it's even better when you have 2 Agabi 2. When you have 2-on-1, the 1 is Megarei and Ovi. There you have no Ovi to fall. Shikhi, when you have 2, it might be Mekhan to Sada Pasuk, but a Chayshin, that's Mera Mosra. She goes out on a limb, Kula Maisa, Kulam besides the Aruch HaShem from Fayach HaRomru, that even the Shas, Kamat Kulam, but even Shas Mekhan, Pasul, 2-on-2. So what do we need, Lamaisa?
We need 3.
What is considered 3? What is Avari? This is the Hari Mekhuda that you get to Hadassim. What is Avari? Hadass that we have to be aware of. So instead of Mishin of Imtirov, that you need Mamish, all 3 of the leaves, the Uktan and the 3 leaves come out Mamish at the exact same level. So now the Gimel has to come out of the same level. However, I saw Sefer Dalamino Mahajan, he says that he asked Rav Dovah Dovah Salvation. Rav Dovah said, no, like the Chazanish. He says, what do you mean? Everybody says with Rishim and Zipro that he's Mach. He says, no, they don't know what they're talking about. Rav Dovah Mach is like Rav Chaim says. Rav Chaim said, Mamash is the Chazanish. What did the Chazanish say? Chazanish said that as long as you have one line, if you would have a line going across surrounding the stem of the Hada, and at one point, the okid, even if at one point one of the okidim would touch the line at the top, coming from the top, and one of the okidim would touch it coming from the bottom, that'd still be good. Doesn't make a difference. Even if you, what's that? I'll think of a line. Good question. I don't know. I was at this work with when I was doing Shemesh Panim, and he told me like the guy who was told about the mitzvah that 6 inches wide. But I think that should be mouth maybe simply because it's not. There's no mouth here. It's a theoretical. The truth is that I spoke about that from a few people, and the people that I spoke to also, they all said that was the Chazanish said. The Chazanish was mindset a few words. The Chaim Grandin came down and said, Shumber, he said, he was mindset, Loi shizeo ashir, ela shizeo bane shakir dam. This is not the shir, but this is for sure good. Now how do you understand that? Does that mean the shir really is meant to be perfect? It's not the shir, but this is certainly good. The Ikra Adin, what you need is that they all should be coming at the same place. That's what it says. Kulan Yaitu Mishalkan. Now, we find Benegah, Sefer brings down a raya from Klayim, and we find Benegah to, if the Uktin are meet at a certain point, and it's not a problem. So we can be same with one to the Ikra Adin is, Ikra Adin, you need them coming out at the same time. This is also considered coming out at the same place. Or is it Saker? We can be more math. Zikr, you can be, really, the Shira is even less than that. Even if it doesn't, it's not exactly on one line. However, if you know that it's they all touch one line, that's for sure good. The Vavada Shafid Dhamma, that's for sure good. Maybe it's Tali Yinda? Maybe it's Tali Yinda. Lashon the Rishayim, Kulam Gok is Tefa. Rashi says, Kulam Yates can be Uk is Tefa. Definitely sounds like it's Tali Yinda. Even though we're not going with Rashi, we get for that shot. But if Mashmah is Tali Yinda, we'll get up to that in a minute. That's no Hashem. So that being the case, if you work with the Chazanish, so then you have a little more room. That means you're asking how big is the line? You have a theoretical line. Now, if you're mitzvah lecher with this, you can go. Rashi Shapiro said that he brought to the Chazanish hadas, and he looked over Shishkis. He didn't sit there with a line, mamish checking it out. And this Nisim Rav said also the pshat of the Chazanish is that it's really a chumrah. That means as you said, it has to touch on the line of a chumrah. It's really less than that. The Mela. You don't need that. If you're mitzvah, whether or not, if you would have a line there, take your piece of dental floss with you to, don't do it, don't, you're gonna go crazy. If you take your piece of dental floss and you to the shirt, yeah, sure, no, you forgot it at home, so you don't have it. Depends if you can judge the dental, it's a different thing. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. If it looks close enough, then it's considered, if it's not mitzvah, then it's close enough to the dental floss. What's that? The missing girl says that it's a chumrah. That what she said is a chumrah. The third chapter, we have another kula. I saw about that from Rosner. The lashon that Rosner said was, "The mishulas nechav kosher the maris ayin your mishulas." What a kula! Saves us a whole lot of time. Anything which looks like it's mishulas, that's considered mishulas. Dainu, as long as it's not mamish brilliant, then it's shayin ve'echot, shayin ve'echot, that's considered mishulas. What's that? You look at it like a regular thing, and it's in the pocket. It's from 2037. Ramesha Heller, who's from the Babas, the Esrig checkers, he said that that's limiting mishulam, which, from what I've seen in the Badas, the way that they check the Adalsim, some people say they do check, they don't check, what I've seen is they check the Adalsim, they just look at it shidchisli. They take them approximately 2 seconds to check out. And they're not sitting there with the big symbol falling out. Zero than that. As long as it's close and you're Michelle's method, it's also maritime near Michelle's. Of course, the Sefer of Chaim B'Chad, he and the Gans of Shtekel Tera, to bring up the point that he just brought up, that the Tamar Yishen of Mashma, that that which defines Michelle is not the Oksin, that they have to come out of the same spot, kind of the Shurish, where the leaves start. Rather, it's the leaves themselves. The leaves themselves should look mishulish. Kamar Rishayim of Ben Tzarek, and the Ritzvah, and Kamar Rishayim, that's it. Says, Mephidus, we have a big mass, we have a Himalamas to us on that way. A way that's not Machmed, see many things that are not Machmed, that should be Mamish. Mamish Shavah. There you go. So you see the people in shul. You don't have to rip out their hada. There's no such thing. Kilo. You can sit here looking at all the different ones. You're not going to find three coming out of the same thing. That's not going to help in the fact that you have one. You need all the way up. So he says, he wants to say that the din of Rashi, the kul yaitu bokeh techa, means he has a smack. It sounds like this from the Rosh, that inside, at the makar, where they come from, where they stem from, inside the leaf, all has to be from one of them. In a kanami, around the stem, they're going to be coming out of three different places. But inside, how are you supposed to know? To Rashi, I'm just like the composition. That as long as you have a kav, which is, you would have a line there, that the uksin are pagia at one point, then it's considered that inside, you can know that inside is all from the same uksin. In the right, whatever it is, Mishnah Klein, you see from there, that's all considered Shabbat. As long as all the uksin are in this case at one point, consider that inside is Shabbat. On that, the Taisa says, that's Chumah Gedeila. You see people sitting for hours trying to find them. No mail, Taisa says, as long as they're Shosh, they're Shmukha Megiva Lecha, it's not only in the uksin where the uksin come out. It's only in the leaves themselves. As long as they look Shabbat, it's not a problem. He wants to be, he says, so if he is, we can be a big smack for it. It says in Chutzlar, it's mamish not benimsa to find that it's mamish equal with this chutmakit, is what it's called. He says, we have a big limit source for these people that they can be saved from the However, at the end of the day, he says, Zifr, the B'nai Eterim, the B'nai Eterim, make me matter for the other Rishayim, which is the, I don't know if you would say it's the fastest Rishayim, but it sounds like he has a great Rishayim saying not that way, that it's telling the uksin to be. So he says you should be makmir on the uksin. Make sure also the leaves. Generally, you're not going to have it that the uksin are similar and the leaves are not. Not for shavu. So it's a zikr that we try to go. With the uksin. How much of it has to be? How much of it has to be shosh? Mikra din, you need three tefachim, which is a fee. The fee of Chazanish is about 29.5 centimeters. The fee of Kanam Noach is about 24-25 centimeters. The mitzvah. Do you have to have them all? The three tefachim have to be mitzvah. We saw the Sefer Pri Hodah, that's how that went. Brings down from Liyashin, he has some Liyashin. And suppose the Rashi said for a mitzvah be Yidur, you need that all three tefachim be mitzvah. I mean, even if you have that as four tefachim, you have two tefachim, and then you have a tefach that's not, and a tefach which is, so at the end of the day you have three tefachim, even so it's not more than 100%. What the requirement of such a thing is, I have the slightest idea. Hadar of three hodas. This is three hodas. Some akif, if you want the mitzvah yidurei of three tefachim, all the three tefachim have to be received. I don't know what's the first, especially if you're fasting, you should already say that you don't need the shilush, the obvious, to be voracious. So sometimes you say you're going to have some of it which is not going to be considered obvious. The tapas is not obvious, the next thing is going to be obvious. There's a mild time receipt after the tapas is ready, not obvious. Man, okay, what's the makar for such a thing? I want to know the strength, the weight, the morning to see if he knew, or if he actually held about it, and then we'll get it. But, I thought of Ms. Garel, she says that it's not a problem. Another Kasha Dalamini, he brings I think he says the same thing, and Dalamini Mahadi. Everyone else that I saw, they say that the Gimel Tvachim does not have to be received. The Ikka Mitzvah does not have to be received. Ms. Garel says that the Chatzili should have Rav of the Shir should be received. If you want your hither, you have three Tvachim, and Rav of the Shir should be received. But Zichar, you don't need it all to be received. Now let's say you cannot get your 30 centimeters. You sat there for any measure. So what's considered for each, from each group which is not Mishulish to the next group you have to subtract one. So from the one Mishulish to each, okay, you subtract one. You get that one which is always, the one that you that is Mishulish, you always get that one. You get that one.
I'm not sure
your question. Yeah, your octane over here.
Right.
This one is Mishulish? You get from here to here.
The
part which is Mishulish.
Huh?
Yeah, but if it's, no. If it's not Mishulish over here.
What is covering?
That's what you consider. Now let's say you have exactly three tzvachim. But the bottom part of our hadassim, generally, the bottom inch or so, doesn't have leaves on there. Is that considered, can you count that as your three tzvachim? Your tzmamash tzvachim, measure it out, tzmamash tzvachim. So for the hadass, it's kosher, because you have three tzvachim. So the chazanish, however, if it's in mishulish, the three tzvachim, you don't have mishulish. The bottom, you don't know that it's mishulish. Wherever you cut it off, you don't know that the leaves around it, especially you don't know if it has leaves. And even if it did have leaves, you don't know if they're mishulish. I consider mishulish. Wouldn't be considered mishulish. Now, when you can't get your, you spend your from Muslim Kippur till Erev Chatzis, and you just push it right out of Temple Mount, you can't find your three tzvachim. So what do you do? The next best process is 2.5 tzvachim. Shabbat Chag, you're going to have Hadash, which is 2.5 tzvachim. So for you're able to get 2.5 tzvachim, and you create a shear of a full Hadash according to the Shabbat Chag. If you can't even get that, so then we go with Rav. Rav, which is either 15 centimeters of the Chazon Ish, or 12 centimeters of Chaim Nof. And even if the Bir Alacha makes up in the Bach, even if Rav of your, all you need is Rav of the Shear of the Hanas. You don't need Rav of the Hanas itself. For example, if you have this with 4 Tvachim, you don't need to have 2 plus Tvachim on it. As long as you have one chain, 1.5, 1.6, Oven, not a problem. You don't need Roy with a Hana, you need Roy with a Shear. The Shaila is, how do you define Roy? Is Roy Mikva Basa the Sheta, the mouth, the area, or is Roy Mikva Basa the Kanim, the groups of leaves? Which is Mignafamina, at the top, the groups of leaves are much closer to each other. You could have a lot more at the top, you could have even a third of the way down, you're going to have Roy in the leaves. So the Chazon Ish is the topic. That's what it sounds like from the Bach also in the Tafresh Mem Zayin, which is the topic. The Mishnah Berurah says Mefurish that it's telling in the Shetach. It says you need a Hadash of 12 grade lengths. It says you need 7 of them to be Mishulish. Right? So it's going in the mountains, the area. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says Mefurish that you go back to the Kinyan. So Mamela says the Kashi Dalmi El Mahajan. He says on the first day you should be Machin for both of them. Something direct. On the rest of the day, it's only Tavidara Bani, you can make them. Now, Khur, you can go to the Kreisel, and you can take your Hadas with you, and it only has a rave of either the Kanim or it has a rave of the Shetach, but it doesn't have both. You can be tying to Yitzhak Yechiv, which is the Rambam that holds that there's a mitzvah called Zayin Yam. Then I got that the Rambam holds that others of the Basel called Zayin, but always is not in Basel called Zayin. So don't take your Hadas that you have a Tavidara Bani the rest of the day to the Kreisel. Now what's the din if your, can your rave be mefuzer? Can your rave of your hadas be mefuzer? Maybe that's when you have three tzvachim, it can be separate. Let's say you have only rave, does rave have to be recipient or not? So people got this topic, he has a different topic. He has a topic where you have a rave which is mefuzer, which is separate, but it's not rave of the hadas. Your hadas is seven tzvachim. And you have two tzvachim, the pizer, spread out throughout the whole seven tzvachim, you have two tzvachim which are all this. Is that kosher or not? Do you say you have a rave of your shear, or do you say the mice, you don't have a rave of your hadas? So that's what we reacted to. We were only talking about we have a very tzvachim. But if it's not very tzvachim, maybe then there's a star.
We got
the
why is that? What
does that mean? It doesn't have something. Then you could always say dalmi also. If it's at the top, you can say dalmi also. If it's at the bottom, then maybe you can have a tzvachim. Couldn't you better to come to the top, the Chathchim were mocking to come to the top, and Pasha, the only time we make them, by next time we'll shut the clock, which means that there's no other one in the town.
Why
is the shut the clock?
Yeah, and if I'm in such a theory, it's not going to be on the right.
It's not a problem.
Shiva Levi says it's something they're right, so whether or not you consider this a Shulchan, it can't be bad. Shulchan will only be in the first hand, the first hand is not.
But they point out, everybody points out, that the whole suffix of the Prima Gadam is not where you have a rave, which is Menugah to the other rave. You have one rave, you have a rave of your Hadas, Shir Hadas, which is Menugah to the rave of the Hadas itself. The rave of the Hadas itself is not obvious, the rave of your Shir Hadas is obvious. Plus that you had, your Hadas was exactly 3 tefachim, and you had a rave of it, which is obvious. Then the Prima Gadam didn't have a suffix, but Hagam that he's talking about that it's Mefuzah, that it's spread out, he didn't have a suffix over there that shouldn't be a problem. As long as you have, it's clear in the Prima Gadam that as long as you have 1.5 tefachim, just more than 1.5 tefachim, even if it's Mefuzah spread out through the entire Hadas, it's not a problem. Kosher lechatchila to make a bracha. Kumtayt, at the end of the day, it's not impossible to find, I mean, lechatchila, I saw from Berkowitz, he says, massive chiddush. I don't even want to say it over. But he says that was the rabbi says, the mitzvah min amokha, you need pula, he says that means lechatchila. And that which he says, that you give, that you have rice, that's bidyam. Hold it a bidyam, mamish, lechatchila bidyam. Not just practice when you learn the rabbi, because you're on the Kiddush Rosh, it doesn't sound like that at all. It sounds like, mikra adin, the din is rice. And that's lechatchila. You want to know mitzvah min amokha, we mahaber, that means you say you should have pula. But in economics, it's not a chassidim lechatchila b'diyam. He says, no, it's a chassidim b'diyam. My mail, he says, like, if one of your leaves comes off and it's coming away, and you show this problem, when your leaves comes off and all of the stuff is, you should have to go buy another hada. Because you now you only need to be the end, I'm going to be the But not going with that. Going with the way that other acquaintance sounds like, that it's lechatchila. When you have rave, it's a din lechatchila. Mitzvah min amukkar is to have show this problem. The kumta is that, mikra adini could be similar to chanukhan no. So all we need is 12 centimeters, and the 12 centimeters don't even have to be Birutifa. So out of your 3 tefachim, if you have 30 centimeters, all you need, I mean, you don't need 30 centimeters, I mean 24 centimeters, all you need is 12 centimeters to be Mishulish, and even that doesn't have to be Birutifa. And generally, your top 5, 6, 7 centimeters. What's that? There's an Al-Hal that you mind. There's another one. Well, that's the victim very well around here. And that is not sure. Then we have, if you want to be 18, you want to be a combination, you're 30 centimeters, you're gonna, you might have to sit there for a while. That's Mr. Manoff, that's what we're marking on. That's the whole thing, the whole thing of other. If there's a din other by Adam. Another few Nakuzas that I brought down is this. The Rishash points out that you have the, you should need, since it says you need enough effect in the eighth, you should have the leaves covering, going straight up and covering the eighth. And if they bend out sideways, then the chart should be makir. I didn't see anybody that brings it down from my that it is makir. They bring it down in the Kumas, for the Tama Akir, Stipler, Chavanish. They took ones that bent out without a problem. The right is going, not a problem. However, I did see, which is also a din of another person that takes them. The Shari Shuma brings down that it's possible if you don't have it. So from brought down from Mitzvah Burkwood, that he says that we're talking about your time. If it's not Rashi Shalzem, Agil Tzadikra Shalzem, then it's possible. To say that it's Tamua, I would say is an understatement. Everybody, I didn't see anybody that brings it down. Bishop Burkwood doesn't bring it down. Anybody that brings it down as a nice Tamua. Mikuri Yaakovet, 5 questions on him in Chalit. Chazanish asked questions on him. It's Meduik, Chaim Rucham has a Gansha Rishat to bring down to Rishayim, that it's not true from any Rucham, it's not true. Rashash already brings down that Yishalmi says Mefurish, Kuryaka brings down also, and it says, because I know it's a Chayfil is Eitzo, it's Dafi Adin, Benegiyah 2. Lul has a Din of Ufto. If it's not covering, then it's an Ufto. Hadat has a Din of Ufto. You have a Din of Anam Chayfil is Eitzo, but you say Anam Chayfil is Eitzo, it's only a Din of, can't say it's only a simin, and enough chayfin says that chayfin pashas is the megia. It's enough with roy. Yushalmi says beforeish, and enough chayfin is rubin. You need beforeish. Beforeish Yushalmi. The bottom is not chayfin then.
All the Rishonim, they say it's a simen. The Achrayim, they're all chalak on the Shai Tshuva. Where it comes from? I don't know. But they do say that the Hadassim that come from Tzfat, Hadassim Tzfatim, they sell, they advertise. What's the mind of them? They say, first of all, there's a lot of leaves, and they, it's very should never go into the fish's nest. It's very kafuf, and the whole thing is covered, and they go straight up, they cover the eight, and their breast is going to get to the fish's nest. So you're comparing all the different yidurim, the yidurim. They say, anaf eight of it, tafi tevi, is tva. Oh, you have Most of the time it is magia. The chayra, if you hold that it's a problem, then if one leaf falls off, then you don't have enough pressure to see. The next few different all yashas. Vav Zayin Hef Tes, opening up the yashas. Few basic halachas. Mr. Ruray brings down that the halacha is that the only time it's considered yavish is dafka if it's nifach b'tzipur, the middle of the Ram says, dafka if it's nifach b'tzipur and it's aminu panah. It's different than lulav. Lulav b'mitzias, they say, lulav b'mitzias is more nicer to white than hadas. So the halachas panah happens before it's nifach b'tzipur. Mashen kim in again to hada, they're much greener. The nifach b'tzipur happens before the aminu panah. They say that's the only time. The rabbi says that it's only so when it's aminu panah, it's going to be after nifach b'tzipur. You have the ones from last year, the second year, the first year, but the ones from this year, the Mishnah Berurah already says, Goryakim, I think it's smart, you don't find, it's not much say that Hadassim from this year should be different with the current, should be positive. So you do have, there is, Alt Kamushi. So we already see that there's a din of Kamushi over here. That if the Kamushi are on top, so they don't have a kayak according to engagement parshim that if the whole thing is yomish and the top are kamushim, that it's not a yesh poitzim yesh makshim. The rabbi is the one that passes and says, agam that you have kamushim is kasher. Lamaisa, it's not enough of a hinder to be makshir the whole hada. So you see kamushim is a chassan. We'll see Bez Hashem, there's a list of hadas hamukha that Hamid Bracha brings down. One of them is that there shouldn't even be kamushim. Kamushim in a chami is kasher, it's kamush. But it's not a chassid. Not Zeke Levan Ruv. But then it... When it's not Kachilim? Well, you see it ready from the tribe. Rabbi holds that Kamushin can be Masa. And a Chavi, the Ram says to be Masa. The Prima Gadam says when he gets it is. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Yeshem that is possible. When the Ketap are Kamushin, the Yeshem that is Kashi. So the Prima Gadam the first day, he should be Masa. On the rest of the day, he can be Mekul. First day is Chavi, the rest he has to be Masa. So we use Kreshish for the driver, it's not more for us, so we're all being mad, we're all Kreshish for it. When it's the Yavshu and the top is not, let's say the whole thing is locked, and you left it out in the sun, and the top gets the Yavshu. So in Dafyu, it's not in the Yavshu, the top is relieved. However, if you look very often, you can see these also, the top three leaves are covered over by the second set of leaves. The second set of leaves are bigger than the top three leaves. The top leaves are mamash coming out of the top. The next three leaves are coming off lower, but they're much bigger than the leaves on top of them, and they cover them over. So what's the sin of the top three leaves? So everyone I saw that I spoke about it, they said that Chazal said that it's telling the top. The top three leaves, you can't go ahead and decide. Since the ones that are lower down go on top and cover it over, so it's not considered the top. So in a Hanami, if you would have the second row of leaves, you got the option. They got dried out. I had the same arm. Now we're here. So what are you saying? That's why we're here. It should be a problem. Well, let's say the second ones are the ones that are that are elevation.
Right.
So what do you do if the second ones are elevation, the top of the nine elevation? Occurred, that's what you see. They say Lamaita, Chazal says,
Chazal gave a definition of what's considered a chazal. The hodr is the top. And as I said, you move heaven to see it, now you're able to see it. The din hodr. Hodr is nick on the top.
I would say, Jimmy I
cut off those top three leaves, which are yavish. And then you're mechanic walk now. No, you're missing one. It's not, I didn't take anything off. You're not making anything. Take off that row, which is the top. I mean, you'll have the top, now you have the top, the block, and everything else is block. We're never problem.
Just one hour on the Mishnah Berurah. Everybody handles this. The Rosh Shita is that Yovesh, when it's Nisyavsha the Hadas, and it's Nisharu Gimel Bade Ale Lachem, it means that you have three rows of leaves. And in those three rows, two of them are Yovesh, and one of them, the one which is covers over, Mozavan's name, is Lachem. That's, you still want time to hit with that one. Everybody's busy with the Torah, that's the Hadashita. If you have one leaf which is more than the other two, that's the Hadashita. So, Koryakim says, Pashim and Nisabot, it doesn't mean that there's more curve, that it starts off lower down or higher up. It just means that it comes out of the same spot, but it covers over the other two, to a certain extent. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Pshat of the Prima Gaza. He says, this is Pshat. Pshat over here in the Inachlami Taka means Hadashita. Right of Yushir, talking about you have a regular Hadashita. And the other, these three Tanim at the end of the day, that you have one of them which are locked, those are Hadashita. That's what the Rebbe is talking about. First of all, the fact that it doesn't read out in Koryakim is a balance. But besides that, what are you going to do in a case where you don't have... First of all, that's what the Rebbe is talking about. The Gemara when the Chizda, when he said, Nishu Yishloish Abad Yom HaLachim is talking about Hadas, where 95% of it is a regular Hadas, and you both have three rows which are Hadashayta, and in those three rows of Hadashayta, you have one of them which is covering over, the one which is covering over the other two, that's the one which is locked. Chorib Pelot said that's what he's talking about. But even so, let's say without that. Fine, that's what I'm talking about. Well, what's going to be the case when you have a regular Hadam? You have a regular, normal Hadam that doesn't have any Hadashayta. What's the Rosh going to say over there? There the Rosh is talking about the Rashi that's telling the top three. Where you have a Hadashayta, so you have the one is more from the other two, then it's telling that one which is more from the other two. If you don't have Hadashayta, so then it's going to be telling the top three. Where does it come from? What's the Shadim Mishnah? That's when you get to Yavish. The Sif Yud is next time. Mikir Adin, the Din is next time Reshek Kosher. Like the Shulchan Aruch says. However, it says the Ramar Adin, Tev Lach Mok Mishav Shabacher, Magan Avam, the from the Rav Magid, the Bach says, unless it's Shafat Chak, you shouldn't take your next time. Shafat Chak means Ein Achar Be'ir, which Kemat Min Adimna nowadays, is the Ein Achar Be'ir. It should be Koshish for next time. Now, even if the Madhav that holds that it is Kosher, says the Prima Gaza before, that if one of the top leaves comes off, the Sharasim brings it down, so now you're able to see the whole heter, the reason why neck down is not a problem is because you have enough effect in the same thing. So Mimela, if you don't have enough effect in the same thing, because one of the leaves of the top fell off, then it's going to be possible. Because now you're able to see the neck down. It's going to pop. Says the Chazanish. Not a chance. The whole din of Hadar is that's the thing which you can see. So when you get to Hadas, so Mamela, they were never kaveh, that there's a problem with Nechtam on the top. You found the Hechat Insta now that you're able to see the top. Good job, very nice, that's very, very good for you. But again, that's not going to be kaveh, that's the time you're on. However, they all bring down Nechtam, so Yaakov doesn't bring down Nechtam, so you can just chop off, if one of your leaves is missing, chop off the eighth, fill the next set of leaves, and the next set of leaves will be covered. People got that says, you can't do it. Kaneri was talking about, we have a Shem Tzumtzum. There is, however, a shayla of nektam, which is a little bit of gam. Nektam the olin. Nektam the olin. The top, if it's the top leaf, nektam the olin. So, make right in the tackle is not, doesn't pass. You shouldn't say, nektam is only the eighth. However, Chaim of Bracha brings down, I think it's ready in Yehuri, that says, Yishmi Machmer, that even the leaf shouldn't be nektam. Where it comes up more, Mamaisa, is in the middle. But again, the olin. If you have one of your three leaves, it's cut off in the middle. Is that a chassan or not? If it's not there, then you only have two instead of three. At least that kind is not considered an office. Let's say it's cut. So Kuri Yaakov brings up with the Radish. He says, the Dachif is, if you have Roiv of the leaf left, then you say Rubik and Kulin, and it's still considered as if you have a leaf. Agam that some of your Eitz is going to be Goli, it doesn't make a difference. That's still considered Meshumash. However, if you're missing, if you only left with a Mikdash, then that's Megareya and your Kilo is already an Ektam, and it's not considered Meshumash. There's one other Nekuda, but against an Ektam, which is really the Nektam we don't pass tonight. The Rabbi says the Nektam is the when there's little pieces coming out of the side, little branches coming out of the side of your Hada. So if those are cut off, that's considered Meshumash. So Machtis Shekel says, at the beginning of the Sif, the Sharatim brings it down at the end. At the beginning of the Sif, the Master Shekel says, Hagam Beth, the Cholik on the restraining that Cholik on the right, that you get. So, what Tafa meant when he said Ketumim is Kosher, but he didn't find anything that's Cholik on the fact that you have to cut them off. That if you have the branches coming out of the side of your Hadah, you have to cut them off. That's only if it's a Chazanish, where they're in between the leaves itself, where they're being mastic, in between the three leaves itself, there you have to cut it off. And that's what they're being mastic in rows of your cutting. But if it's either in between the rows of leaves, or it's only mastic in a few of them, then you don't have to cut it off. Make out of it. However, they need to be mastic to cut it off. However, if it's a mission, you're scared that by chopping it off, you can chop off part of it, just leave it. But that's mamash what you have over here. You have over here in these tadasim, that's sticking out of the side, you have little branches, and it was this that the Rebbe was referring to, but he gave six to him. Where is the beer coming from? Look. No, they say that it's my point, telling whether or not it's in the song. Now, the other training don't look like the Rebbe. We should all talk about making the top. Talk about Asa. We're talking about the time. Shaila is, do we say, have a riot, and it says also by Kamra. By and such, we're talking about the eighth. But the same reasons that should be concerned in the hinder by having the eighth knocked off, you're concerned in the hinder by the least knocked off. No, we're not being maximum shrub. Maximum for next time. Yeah, and a chanaki. Some of them are maximum shrub. Really not maximum shrub, but actually for the riot. If you're only the riot, so any next one on the top is. How do you think? Either way. That is the third that the whole that neck on the remark for energy. The whole neck on the remark for energy is that what we meant. If the leaves were not cut off, but they're just bent down, if they're bent down facing downwards, is that considered a nedalzum? Is that considered nictamu? So they say that it's not a problem. That is a pshat in Yafetu. However, the Magen Avraham says, we'll see in Kafesh Menzayim and against Haravis, the Hagam that the only pshat that Shulchan Aruch brings down when it gets our Nifritu is that it means that it came off. It says you should be cautious for the other pshat of Nifritu. Now you know either Nidalu, that you're facing downward, or that they split into a few pieces. Why? Just because our others are between you. Therefore, our others are, you come by them all the time, therefore you can mash them. Mashma by Hadassim. You don't have to be cautious. In your need to bend it downward, it's not a problem. However, Chazanish brings up a different point. Chazanish says that if they're bending downward, then Kazan is flaking down to the other side. So you'd have to be ma'agin. If you leave, by Rabbi, I don't know if it's considered like it out hanging out. That's the way that it is. Whenever it goes, that's how it is. Agav, just one horror for the Zedek. That's what Zedek. They're when it gets the next time, the Mishnah Berurah says, I feel like also be Tamra, who can be Tamra, he uses Ali Arava. It is a Valley Kasha. You see, I go to the Kudim, they switch them on the bottom from Arava to Hada. Supposed to tell you that they switched it from Hadar, from Arava to Hadar. Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting Rashi. Rashi says that it's Mamash the same Rashi. Shemim Tamra Yitzhak Bali Arava. That was what happened on top of the Hadar. It's not like the Tikkun. Exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says. I got to spend, from what I heard, still in the back or something. He spent a long time making sure, but I think it's special thing. Anyway, Lamaito. The Chaim Bracha brings down for the Hadas HaMukhar. What do we have, what do we need for the Hadas HaMukhar? He says there's 10 Tanoim. And I'm just going to speak out with each one of the 10 Tanoim, whether or not it's Makim or whether it's not Makim. Most of them are not Makim. It says, the first one is that the Olam should be Lachin, Vafilu Loi Kimushin. Zichr B'Diyavet HaMakim. if they're all kumushim. Says that they should be mishulashim. I'm again reishim from zayin tzadik mishul zayin. Gimel tefachim. Gimel tefachim. Rechonami. Kilo. But reishim zayin tzadik mishul zayin. Pastor. Reiv achrayim. And reishim. It's not matter. He says another one, another point, he says that the leaves themselves should only be like the shear of a goydum, the shear of a person's thumbnail, the width of a person's thumbnail. This is a makar, it's really a bahag. Bahag says, what's a hadashaita? The rather than tarfei or pasim. That a hadashaita is something which its leaves are long and wide. The chshash pashtav is because it's a chshash of murkav. Most hadassim are not that way. So if you find that, which is that way, it's chashash more. How big is it? How big is the ladder be? They bring down from one, and it shouldn't be bigger than two. The leaf shouldn't be wider than two adoyim. However, the Paul Rechman catches down reading, brings down Paul Rechman, he says, if you know that these hadassim grew together with the rest of the hadassim, that's the chashash for Morkov. Sounds like you know it's chashash for Morkov. So if you know it's Morkov, in a chanit tapah. Sounds like chashash for Morkov, even if the chashash means they're bigger, not to worry. If the number four is that they should be kufin m'sheich and ala pein, that's the Rashash says, they should be standing straight up, they shouldn't be bent down. Zichas ma'akim, some people were not ma'akim, they shouldn't be kufin. It shouldn't be kotum, and v'reishay, and not even in the olam. That's number five, it shouldn't be kotum and v'reishay, not even in the olam zichas is not ma'akim, and even in the eight, Rashash and kach, you're allowed to be tamuchan. The Chaim Rachamim is down. I think it's a Meiri. I think somebody else is down also. I mean, it's called Avram. Number six is that it shouldn't have a Chashash Morkov. Sounds like you do not have to be choshed that it's a Chashash Morkov. Unless it's something else, if you have some other external factor making you think so, you don't have to be choshed. It should be also that it shouldn't be, this is another Chashash by Old Alamim, is that it should not have been grown in the Ofta chain in Ofta. The whole shalom when it gets out of the chain of knockoff, if it has a din of 8, something grows out of it, it's considered 8. We were going to buy this little... What? This is number 7. What's that? No, it's I don't know if that's considered out of the chain of knockoff. Realize you're finding something shallow?
Why would you?
Thank you. Number 8. Anovoy should not be removed by all of. Number 8 is Anovoy should not be removed by all of. You're allowed to be. Take them off. Not mustard beflaw. Number 9 is that they shouldn't have a little bottom coming out of the side. It's not ma'akiv. Unless you in row of them in between the leaves. And number 10 is that it should be a little bit bigger than Gimel Tefachim, more than the Gimel Tefachim. Your hadas, that way even if a leaf or two falls off, you still have your Gimel Tefachim. Well? Any of these markets?
Yeah,
I know the room is the market if you have it. And you need... It should be more of those. The Chassam Sefer says that kavush is possible. I don't know if we go with that, but come to it at the end of the day, just to be mitakim in one line or less. What we're looking for in the hadas, we're looking for mishulish. Mishulish means the way that the Eilam is saying is that as long as there's a kav chut makif, that the uktim touch. Even if you're mitzvah and chori, you can be zimim on it without a problem. We're chatzilu looking for gimel tzvach, which is either 29. Or 24 centimeters. But the evidence you can say between 12 or 15. They can be even more chuzim, not a problem. So at the end of the day, pashtus, your hadas will be kosher. You want to know the tafila, it's a minimum curve, which is what we try to go for. That you're going to have to spend some time on. If you get longer hadas, then you have a bigger chance. You'll have to be talking about it. And you have to worry about your lung. That's the shadow. That's better. It's better, Lachan.